Genesis chapter number 12 and verse number 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. That's as far as I want to read for sake of reading. I wanted to talk to you today and preach a little bit, if God would help me, it being Father's Day, on the power of a father. The power of a father. The influence of a father. And the power that is in his life, and it's in his hands. You know, we have power within our hands to do good or to do evil, don't we? Doesn't the Bible say that?
Right.
We've got power in our hands to do one or the other.
Right.
And when I think about the power of a father, the influence and the power that comes from his life, so many things that is beyond my comprehension. I grow as a father still, as a grandfather, constantly learning and trying to become better as the years go by, to gain more wisdom, to gain more understanding, to become more sensitive to my God, that I could be more sensitive to my family. Abraham is a great example. He is known as the father of the faith.
Right.
The father of the faith. And he is a type of God the Father. And so I thought looking at some of the things in the life of Abraham might help us to see the power of a father this morning. Looking here in this chapter, and maybe even in several others, if God gives us enough time, I want us to look at a father's life and look at some parts of this father's life and maybe gain a blessing from that. This man, this father, of course, he was a called out father. Called out by God and separated.
Right.
Separated to be who he was going to be. And it's a very, very great picture of his salvation, that God called him out of an earthly land. Called him out of his birthland. Called him out of the earthland, in other words. And so Abraham, of course, is a saved father. There's good fathers that are not saved. I know there are. But to be the best father you can be, I think you need to be a saved father. I don't think you can be the best father that you can be and not know God. I think that's the best father, is a father that knows God. A father that will listen to God and a father that will follow the Lord. It's important that a man know God, that it is God that instituted the man and the wife, the woman, and the family. And so God's the one that can direct that institution better than anybody. We look to our Heavenly Father. Let's look to Abraham. I want us to look at the power of Abraham's faith. When you see Abraham's faith, I mean the great faith that he had, there's much said about Abraham's faith. Again, he's the father of the faith. If you look at him, you see he's a first man that, what you'd say, really stepped out. Stepped out. God had called him out and promised him that he would be a father when he wasn't a father. And Abraham believed God, the Bible said. He believed God. This was a man, listen, this is not just an ordinary man. He's an older man. He's yet to have children. And him and his wife has determined they cannot have children. But God promised him, you're going to be a father. Abraham, you're going to be a father. And he had to believe God for that. And eventually he did believe God. He believed the Father. His faith faltered at first, but then his faith was as strong as any man's faith could be. He was promised not only to be a father of a son, but a father of many nations. Think about that. That God would tell Abraham, not only are you going to be a father, you're going to be a father of many nations. I think a man a lot of times doesn't understand what the power of being a father is. I was talking a little bit this morning. Now, I see myself as a father, and I see my children, and I see my grandchildren. But there was a father before me, and a father before him, and a father before him. Great-grandfathers and great-great-grandfathers and great-great-grandfathers that are looking down through the ages now and see what a family that God has given them. Fathers of great families. And, of course, Abraham was the father of many nations, and he is. Can you imagine the millions and maybe even billions that are children of Abraham to this day? We are by faith, amen, us that are saved. But even just from an aspect of coming from the loins of Abraham, millions of sons and daughters. Abraham believed God, and so his faith was strengthened. He was told in Genesis 15 to make a sacrifice. And it took faith to make that sacrifice in Genesis 15 and 9. It took a lot of faith to make sure the sacrifice was right, that he was going to be well-pleasing to God. And he did please God, and he made many sacrifices. But then when he was told in chapter 22... to sacrifice his son. What kind of faith did Abraham need? The same faith that God had given him before. And it's the power of faith that Jesus said, if you just have faith as the grain of a mustard seed. That's all that Abraham needed that day. The same amount of faith that made him give the perfect offering and sacrifice in chapter 15, that he would obey the Lord and put his son on the altar in chapter 22. A lot of people may see that as awful, that he put his son on the altar of God. Because he did that, his son made many altars. His son come to know the God that Abraham knew. Are you listening to me? In great ways, the grandfather of many nations produced the son of Israel himself, amen, the father of the 12 tribes. Think of the faith, how that it's passed down. Abraham's faith, that's the power of faith. It's that our faith is produced. It's not only strengthened, it's produced. It's replicated. The faith that a father has, he can hand down to his son and should hand down to his son. There's some things that my grandfather only had given me that have stayed with me, and they will not leave me. It's been over 30 years, and they've yet to leave me. I may not have been the best Christian or preacher along the way, but those things that he instilled in me of his faith, they've not left me. They have not left me. That's the power of a father's faith. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it. You put that in them. God called a man's children a quiver full of them, like arrows. And what are you doing? You're putting them in the direction of life that you want them to go in. Amen? That's faith. That's a father seeing where he believes God wants his children to go and then helps them to go in that direction. Does what he can do to help them to go in that direction through prayer, through believing in God. Listen, it takes a lot of believing in God. Every day believing God. Save my children. Save my children and until they're saved. Give them a good family. God guide them and give them a good family. Amen? That's right. And be the hoe that weeds out the weeds. Amen? Don't let thorns grow up around your children and then expect them to produce fruit. You be the hoe that takes the weeds out, amen? I'll make sure my child has a proper place, amen, to sprout up and become what God intended for them to become. Corn for the harvest, amen? Bless his name. Abraham, he had power in his faith to make that sacrifice. He was a look at the power of his path. He was pilgrims and strangers on the earth. God told him to go out, and he went out. Not knowing, the Bible said, not knowing whither he went. Now here in this chapter, you'll find at one point in chapter 5 toward the end that the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. See, Abraham knew at this time. And into the land of Canaan they came. But when Abraham was first called, he didn't know he was going to Canaan. Did not know. The Bible says he went out unto a land that God said, I'll show you. He didn't know. And so his path was one of following God. Following the direction of God. Not following the sun. Not following the moon. Not following the stars. Not following Lot. Or he'd have wound up in Sodom. But following the Lord. And the Lord's will was to bring them into the land of Canaan. That's the power of his path, to bring his family. All of those souls, they say that it was many, many souls that they had got in Haran. Amen? My goodness, you think of those that they had got in Haran. Many of the souls, that's what they called it, the souls that they had gotten in Haran, that was born in his house. That's what that's talking about. They had went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. I like that. I love the way it says that. Amen? A man of faith, a man with a path, And into the land of Canaan they came. Amen. Isn't it good when things work out the way God wants them to work out? When God said, if you'll follow me, I'm going to bring you into a land. I'll show thee. And then one day you walk into that land. Amen. Into the land you will come if you believe God. If you follow the Lord. Follow the Lord. That's the power of a father. Listen, fathers, I'm not being mean when I say this, but the answer should come from you, not, let me see what my wife thinks. Now listen, you be a good husband. You be a good husband and you respect and honor your wife like the Bible says. And you should, are you listening to me? Take and hear what she says, because God will give her a lot of wisdom to help you. But you make the decision. Don't always say no just because she said no. And always say yes just because she said yes. Don't find yourself letting your wife make all the decisions. I'm not being mean when I say that. God wants you to be the man, the leader. He came to Abraham, didn't come to Sarah. He came to Abraham and said, Abraham, I'll show you. I'll show you. All through the scriptures, God has taken the father. It was God that came, are you listening to me? To a man, Joseph, when his son was going to come into the world. Told him what to do with the family. Didn't he? He let Mary know that she was going to bear a son. Conceived of the Holy Ghost. She was a godly young lady. Are you listening to me? And she said, be it unto me according to thy word. Thank God for Mary's wisdom and love. But she followed Joseph. When Joseph said, we got to go to Egypt. Pack now. Let's go. That was it. She knew he had got a dream from God, a vision from God. He was guiding and leading the family. She may not have wanted to pick up and pack up and leave. Amen. Bethlehem. To go to Egypt. Anyways, I'm talking about the power of a path. Listen, where you take your family is going to affect your family. It may save your family. Amen. It saved Joseph's family. Amen. Saved him from Herod. Saved him from the death of so many infants. That massacre that came down. All those 2-year-old and under infants. My goodness. But Joseph had led his family because he had heard from God the power of his path, the power of his faith, the power of a father, the power of his leadership. God told him in chapter 12 here in verse 1, leave your kindred. Get out of thy country. Into a land I will show thee. It took leadership. His leadership. And I've already said somewhat about that. His leadership, it's important. It's the power of leadership. Did you know everything rises and falls on leadership? You got bad generals, you're not going to have very good an army. You got a bad coach, you're not going to have that good of a team. You may have good athletes, or you may even have good soldiers, but they don't have good direction. They don't have a good plan. Amen? They don't have good practice. Come on, somebody. I hope you are hearing what I'm saying. I'm talking about spiritual things this morning. I'm not talking about dribbling a basketball, or you listen. I'm talking about prayer. Walking with God. Get in that book. Amen. Get strong for the Lord in the power of His might. Follow leadership. Amen? Leadership, it's important to follow leadership, to have leadership in your life. Everybody needs to have leadership in their life that comes down from God. Amen? And Abraham, the power of his leadership led his family into Canaan, led his family to know the great promises of God. Amen. He followed that his light, the power of his light. Can you imagine the children of Israel without circumcision? That light was given to Abraham. Can you imagine? Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to look here. Down in this chapter, verse 7, and the Lord appeared unto Abram. This was the third time out of 10 that the Lord appeared to Abram. God appeared to him. God appeared to him. To do what? To give him light. To give him instruction. To give him power. And the Bible said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Do you know that this is the first individual man that it is recorded that he called on the name of the Lord? There were other men that prayed, no doubt, no doubt in my mind, Adam prayed, but it never said it. Noah walked with God, but it never said that he called upon the name of the Lord. No doubt Noah did call on the Lord. I'm saying recorded. It is recorded. There is one place that records in chapter 4, when Adam knew his wife again, it was after the death of his son. One son murdered the other son, and then Seth was born. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Began men. So men were praying, but to say an individual man, Abram, built an altar and called on the name of the Lord. He's the first man recorded to do that. Think about that. Oh my, the light that God had given him. Amen. About Bethel, the house of God. Amen. Between two mountains, one name for death, one name for life. That's light. God showing a man, giving a man wisdom to know how to follow God. Amen. To call his son Isaac. That in Isaac would the seed come, would Christ come. That's light. Could you imagine God telling you the Messiah is going to come through your son, Isaac? Because he had another son, Ishmael, that had to be put out. Why? He's the son of the bondwoman. That was when Abram's faith was weak. And he thought that's how God was going to give him a son. But God promised him a son through Sarah. And he said, it's her. And you're going to call his name Isaac. And in him shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And the seed, the promised one, will come through him. Not through any other. Specifics. God gave Abraham light and specifics. He gave him knowledge of Canaan. Amen. A land that I'll show thee. The power of a father's faith, his path, his love. There's a man I'm thinking of right now. And he's a cripple. He may have been born that way. And people lay him at different gates at different times. Bring him to where rich people live, hoping that maybe they'll pass food upon him, crumbs, anything. He has no way to get for himself. He's helpless. He's diseased and got sores. Sores all over him. Like bed sores from just laying on the hard ground in one spot for so long. All he can do is, do you have anything you could give me? Do you have any food you could give me? He's in a lot of pain. He's in a lot of suffering. The dogs lick his sores. That man dies. Most men never lifted a finger to help him, as far as I know. And you know where he landed? When he died, he landed right in Abraham's bosom. That's a picture of God's love. That God says, I'll give you peace. And see, at the time, it was actually Father Abraham and his bosom in paradise waited for those that would come. A great gulf between paradise and hell. And that man that had laid daily suffering, the angels carried him right up to Abraham. Abraham held him, relieved him, loved him. Are you listening to me? The power of a father's love. He was, the Bible said, now comforted. Now comforted. Absolutely. All of his misery, his pain, his disappointment, everything that he felt on earth was gone. He was completely loved and overwhelmed by his father that held him. It was one of Abraham's sons. It doesn't say it, but I could imagine at one point he said, "Welcome home, son." Amen. The love of God that welcomes sinners. Amen. We are His creation. And He desires to bring many sons to God. Is what the Bible said. You get saved, then you become a son of God. Bible tells us that are saved. But now are we the sons of God. What love. What love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. The power of His love to save, to change, to relieve, to give peace. Moses had sons. He had the sons. After he left Egypt, fled Egypt, God had given him Gershom, Eliezer. David had sons. One became the king right behind him, Solomon, wisest man on earth. The influence of one father to another, from generation to generation. You read the generations in Matthew 1, and then in Luke, so-and-so begat, so-and-so begat, one father after another. And the power of their life, either influencing right or influencing wrong. I want to, God in heaven knows my heart, it's the truth. I don't want to just say I want to influence my children right. It's easy to say that. But to strive to do something that will actually make that happen, if it's possible, if it's within my strength to give something to them, to guide them, that love never ends, does it? The help never goes away. The faith, the prayers never cease, never should. Amen. Thank God for fathers today. Amen. I'm done, and God bless you. Thank you for your attention. Let's all stand together.